You're listening to K-Hum. And that song right there was Kraftwerk with the Robots. And that was a song that was prompted to me. You were so excited to see it. You so
it
excited
was right
to
there
the
on the floor.
Yeah, right there on the floor. So you had to. That's Dave Romer, who's the deputy superintendent. And then I also have the supervisor of park ranger, Jeff Denny, in here from Redwood National and State Parks. And don't forget, you're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cutting Eureka, Arcata, and Transit at K282AD in Ferndale. I'm required to say that once an hour.
Got it.
Yeah.
You do it well.
You got it down.
You got to have your duties in here. Yeah, but you saw this album and you were like, yes, we got to get it on.
Yeah. I guess you can't show it to your viewers, but they could maybe look it up online. It's a great album cover. It just looks so cool.
I'm waving around Kraftwerk's The Man Machine album here. We have tons of records and it's cool to play them. But something else is pretty sweet. And the reason that you guys are here is because the big national park centennial celebration.
We've got a party planned coming up this Sunday out in the town of Warwick, or just north of the town of Warwick. We've got what we're doing is celebrating 100 years of the National Park Service. Our agency has been around for 100 years. Our national parks have been around a whole lot longer than that. But we're looking to invite our neighbors, our friends, our community to come on out and celebrate our centennial.
And this is the local part of the whole national celebration, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There are going to be celebrations going on at every park around the country for the next several months. I think we might be one of the first parks to sort of step into the big party business.
All year. Yeah, I think the Rose Bowl. We were in the Rose Bowl parade to kind of start the year off, and continuing all year long. I think all the parks, all 410, are going to have something special to do to try and celebrate the birthday and welcome the public in.
Well, I really dig your celebration. This is my kind of thing. I mean, there's pony rides. There is bands playing. You're going to have food. Lots of cool speakers, like Congressman Jared Huffman's going to be there. Save the Redwoods CEO, Sam Hodder, will be there. Yurok Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke.
O'Rourke.
O'Rourke, yeah. Okay. Yeah. State Park Superintendent Steve Prokop will all be there. And then also the great-grandson of America's preeminent conservationist and Sierra Club founder, John Muir, Michael Muir, will be there.
We're really excited that Michael Muir was available to come join us. For anybody who knows anything about conservation in America, I mean, John Muir is sort of the hero. He's the first of those. He profoundly influenced people like Teddy Roosevelt, who was influential in creating a lot of those early parks. Michael Muir, his great grandson, is an advocate for getting for increasing opportunities for folks with disabilities to get out into wilderness. He's started an organization called Access Adventure, where he uses animals, primarily horses, to provide that conduit to get folks with disabilities out and into wild places and into wild areas. So we're really excited that he's going to be there. Unfortunately, Jared Huffman has other arrangements. It sounds like they might be busy off in Washington, so he won't
something
be able to be there.
Minute, yeah.
But something came up for him. But we still have Michael Muir. Tons of fun activities in addition to the speakers that are going to be there, and a couple of good local bands as well.
And Michael Muir, he made this really cool wagon where it fits like five wheelchairs in it, and then the horses take you around. That's super cool.
I really like it because, as Jeff said, it's sort of like the idea of conservation and parks began with John Muir, and that idea is always evolving. And Michael Muir is a part of that evolution, kind of a recent recognition that these parks should be accessible to all Americans, to all the world, to come visit, regardless of what physical limitations and what your situation is.
Yeah, and he has multiple sclerosis, doesn't he? So he's also wheelchair bound.
Yep.
Yeah, so like it's really cool and something close to his heart to do this. And
we're excited to meet him. I know some other folks on our staff have already had the chance to meet him and got him to join us for this. But yeah, it'll be exciting to have him here to hear some of his family history as well as to hear what he's doing now to help open up these places for everybody.
And going back to his great-grandfather, John Muir, John, I really like the story of John and his interactions with Theodore Roosevelt. Like, apparently, correct me if I'm wrong, Theodore Roosevelt was supposed to be somewhere and he snuck out the back to go out camping with John.
Well, they had, I'd have to go back and look at my books to confirm that story.
Sounds good.
It certainly sounds appropriate. But John Muir was one of those lions of the business, so to speak. And with all those folks in the early 1900s, just as we were beginning to think about, you know, as the country grew and expanded, we knew that there were places out there that needed to be saved or they wouldn't be there anymore. Yellowstone in the 1870s was really the first recognition of our big wild places that needed to be saved. You know, John Muir worked so hard with Yosemite to protect that place. Redwood National Park is really just sort of one of the later chapters in that story. It was, you know, the national park wasn't established here until the late 1960s. At about that point, that almost all of our old growth redwood forests were gone. So we were able to save small parcels of that in what is now Redwood National Park. Mm-hmm. California state parks have been protecting redwoods since the early 1920s.
And you said that you have a unique partnership with the state parks. A lot of other states don't have that.
We do. And in fact, I think some other parks and other agencies look to us as a bit of a model, a success story of how to integrate and co-manage parks, because Redwood National Park also includes three state parks that were preserved in the 1920s before the establishment of Redwood National Park in 1968 and its 1978 expansion, of course. And you know, we have the same management team. We meet together. We have a general management plan that's co-written, co-authored for both of us that we operate under. It really is an integrated model. It's not just a paper exercise that we work together and we try to present to the public as seamless a picture and an experience as we can as well.
The Redwoods don't care who's in charge of the land, as long as somebody's protecting it. And so where we can combine the power of two different agencies to protect our North Coast Redwood Forest, that's great. Visitors coming up here, they don't care either. They don't care whether we're wearing the gray shirt of the National Park Service or the brown shirts of the California State Parks. They're here to see, you know, these world-class treasures that are in our backyard.
I like the bear.
The bear is cool.
Yeah.
I like the bear. Yeah.
The state parks has the bear, and we have Arrowhead. So you know the two logos. You know when it doesn't work, you figure out what kind of letterhead to use for a letter. But usually it works much more smooth than that. You get both of your logos on there. You speak with one voice.
Okay, sweet, awesome. That sounds wonderful, and I'm glad that you guys have that partnership because you guys can do a lot. And I want to remind people that the celebration, it's free, which is super cool. And it goes on from noon until 5 or 6?
Yeah, we're going to actually open the gates at 11.
Sweet.
The site is on the site of this centennial celebration is located just north of the town of Oryx, up in northern Humboldt County.
Yeah, it's where the former Oryx mill
was.
Right
at the base of Bald Hills Road and 101. And yeah, there was a lumber mill that operated there since the mid 50s all the way up until about 5 or 6 years ago when it closed down. But it's a huge expanse. Big area of concrete right now. All the structures have been taken down. But I mean, you talk about a place for a party, a place for a festival. You got a great outlet right there. The property right now is owned by the Save the Redwoods League, which is, like John Muir, one of the oldest conservation entities in our country. They've been purchasing land and donating land to the national and state parks since 1918. So a lot of our state parks are grounded in Save the Redwoods League purchases. So they've been kind enough to give us the opportunity to use that property to have this celebration. And it sits up right against some gorgeous old growth forest. We're going to have opportunities to take folks out into the woods, do some exploring out there, bike tours, walking tours. We'll have Michael Muir's accessible wagon out there as well.
Yep. Shuttles to Lady Bird Johnson Grove. It's possible to drop off there and then make a hike back down towards where the event is going to be for the centennial. So my parents are going to be there. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be.
Sounds like a blast. I wish that I could be there. I've made plans to go home to see family, but it's super awesome. And I suggest that everybody else goes up to this really free event.
Yep.
It's a
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not only just a wonderful party event that we're having, but what's been really tremendous for me is we sort of held out our hands to a lot of partners to have this. We asked for help and said, "Hey, would you help us celebrate this?" And we were just overwhelmed with people that wanted to be a part of this, and everything from say the Redwoods League to the Redwood Parks Conservation that we work with, and the Yurok Tribe and those partners too. It really is something for the Yurok Tribe to be involved and help us celebrate our 100-year party. When, of course, they've been here in Humboldt County and Del Norte County since time immemorial. Yeah. So it's wonderful to have such turnout and support. It makes us feel really special.
That's wonderful. And so we need the whole community to go up there and support and learn about the Redwoods and celebrate.
And not only learn about it, we'll have our opportunities to talk about the things that are going on out there, but we're inviting the community, too, to bring their memories out to the celebration on Sunday. We're having one of the things we're doing is we're creating a pop-up museum, which is essentially a visitor-generated exhibit. So we're asking folks to bring their postcards from old national park visits, or bring pictures of their grandparents.
We'll give them back. We'll give them back when we're done.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
That artifact, that snow globe from the Statue of Liberty, any memory that you have of a national park that you want to bring out and share with others, there'll be a table there where you can talk a little bit about what your object is. But it'll be a chance for us to, as a community, talk about what parks mean to us and what they might mean to other people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me. I appreciate
Thanks, Bailey. Yeah,
awesome.
Thanks, Bailey. And looking forward to seeing folks.
Yes, definitely. And once again, that's happening Sunday. It starts at noon, but the gates open at 11. Just north of Oreck off of 101 at the bottom of Bald Hills Road, where the Oreck Mill, the former Oreck Mill, used to be. So make sure to go there. And just like yesterday, whenever I posted the Good Homo Sapiens interview, I'll be posting this interview over at khum.com shortly, as well as links so you can find out some more information as well. Going to go ahead and take a short break with some messages from some of our sponsors, and then I'll get back into the tunes here in just a little bit. You're listening to KHUM.